I'm Mike Harding, and you're very welcome indeed to another hour and a bit of the very best in folk roots and acoustic music. Loads of stuff for you, so I'm going to kick straight off with a band that I've liked since the very first day I heard them, about, I don't know, 9, 10 years ago maybe. They're called Grown Box now, but when I first met them, they were called the Grown Box Boys. They're an amazing band, lots of rootsy stuff, lots of Americana, lots of their own stuff, and the sound they make is, well, how would you describe it? It's very left of field. In some cases, they make their own instruments, even. And they once recorded an album in a deserted hospital in the United Kingdom. This is Grown Box from the album Guts, Lungs and Bones with Po' Boy. Stuff. I believe they're living in New Orleans now, and they've got a new album out. I've just contacted them, hoping they'll send me a copy of that so I can play it for you in the weeks to come. Grown Box there from the album Guts, Lungs and Bones with Po' Boy. Et maintenant, le temps pour un peu de français. Un peu de français parce que cette femme-là s'appelle Linda Thompson, a fait un album de musique cajun qui s'appelle Evangeline Mead, et ce track-là s'appelle Je veux plus te voir. There you go. Schoolboy French. Still got it.
par ici, y a quelque chose je veux te dire. C'est quelque chose j'aurais dû dire longtemps passé. T'as cassé, ouais, mon cœur plusieurs fois. Aujourd'hui, ça sera la dernière fois.
Linda Thompson there from the album Evangeline Made, which is a compilation album of lots of women's voices on a wonderful album of Cajun music. She's singing there a song called Je veux plus te voir. I want very much to see you. I think that translates as. Now, some of you may think that her French is much better than mine. I would agree that it's more correct and it's more, I suppose, formal. Mine, as my friend's French wife once said to me, Michael, you speak French like a very rough Normandy farmer. Well, I take that as a compliment. The Bottle Bank Band are four Tyneside fiddlers, Sophie Ball, Chloe Jones, David Jones and Stuart Hardy. Their name, the Bottle Bank Band, comes from the one-time residence of Tyneside's, I suppose, most famous fiddler ever, James Hill, who lived from 1811 to 1853. He was a composer and publican who lived in Newcastle and Gateshead, and he composed those famous hornpipes, the High Level, the Bee's Wing, the Hawk and the Omnibus. So, from the Bottle Bank Band, here's something which has got nothing to do with James Hill at all. It's a rag called Temptation Rag. A few shows back, I played you a great version of this by Dave Van Ronk. This is, well, like Linda Thompson's French. This is much more circumspect and much more well-mannered. But it's great nonetheless. Here's the Bottle Bank Band. Thank you. Solid stuff, the Bottle Bank Band from the self-named album with Temptation Rag. I'm going to play you another French song now, and I want you to guess who's singing this. No peeping at the track list, which is on the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. No peeping until the end of the song. You've got to guess who's singing this. Trois matelots du port de Brest.
Trois matelots du port de Brest, trois matelots du port de Brest, trois matelots du port de Brest, trois matelots du port de Brest. Sur la mer de Malon, l'on l'a du grade, sur la mer se sont embarqués. Sur la mer de Malon, l'on l'a du grade, sur la mer se sont embarqués. Sans bien rester trois mois sur mer, sans bien rester trois mois sur mer, sans bien rester trois mois sur mer, sans bien rester trois mois sur mer. Sans jamais taire de Malon, la Lura, sans jamais taire et aborder. Sans jamais taire de Malon, la Lura, sans jamais taire les aborder. Au bout de cinq à six semaines, au bout de cinq à six semaines, au bout de cinq à six semaines, au bout de cinq à six semaines. Le pain levain de Malon, la Lura, le pain levain leur va t'en manquer. Le pain levain de Malon, la Lura, le pain levain leur va t'en manquer. Va lui tirer la courte paille, va lui tirer la courte paille, pour savoir qui de Malon la lura, pour savoir qui serait mangé, savoir qui de Malon la lura, pour savoir qui serait mangé. La courte paille tombe sur le chef, la courte paille tombe sur le chef, et la courte paille tombe sur le chef, la courte paille tombe sur le chef. Ce serait donc moi de Malon la lura, ce serait donc moi qui serait mangé. Ce serait donc moi de Malon la lura, ce serait donc moi qui serait mangé. Oh non, ni non, mon capitaine, oh non, ni non, mon capitaine, oh non, ni non, mon capitaine, oh non, ni non, mon capitaine. La mort pour toi de Malon la lura, la mort pour toi je l'endurerai. La mort pour toi de Malon la lura, la mort pour toi je l'endurerai. La mort pour moi, tu l'endures. La mort pour moi, si tu l'endures. La mort pour moi, si tu l'endures. La mort pour moi, si tu l'endures. Sans tes cris d'or, je m'allonge, la lura. Sans tes cris d'or, je te donnerai. Sans tes cris d'or, je m'allonge, la lura. Sans tes cris d'or, je te donnerai. Ou bien ma fille en mariage. Ou bien ma fille en mariage. Ou bien ma fille en mariage. Ou bien ma fille. Le bateau de Malon, la lura, le bateau qui est sous nos pieds. Le bateau de Malon, la lura, c'est le bateau qui est sous nos pieds. Courage aux mes amis, courage, courage aux mes amis, courage, courage aux mes amis, courage, courage aux mes amis, courage. Je vois la terre de Malon, la lura, je vois la terre de tous côtés. Je vois la terre de Malon, la lura, je vois la terre de tous côtés.
Well, I think that's absolutely beautiful. Three sailors from the port of Brest, Trois Matelots du Port de Brest, from Arcady's album After the Ball. Arcady, founded by Johnny Ringo McDonough, who of course was one of the founding members of that great Irish group, De Dannan. When he left De Dannan, he set up his own band, Arcady, and in the course of the years, it had people like Niamh Parsons in it, Jackie Daly, Sharon Shannon, many, many great Irish musicians, and they made, I think, only two albums, but they were crackers. Absolutely wonderful albums. Great stuff. Now, I announced on Facebook a couple of days back that I was going to be doing a Christmas Day special with the best of the year, best tracks of the year, best albums of the year, whichever, and I invited people to send their suggestions in. I had so many requests for this next track that I decided instead of keeping it until Christmas Day, I would play it for you now. It's from Ange Hardy, that great Southwest Country singer and musician, and it's called What May You Do for the Jam? Now, jam is J-A-M, just about managing. Anybody in the British Isles listening, or anybody who follows our politics here, will know that our present Fiorette, Mrs. May, has said that she's going to be looking after the jam people, the just about managing, but so far she doesn't seem to be doing it, because we've got 7 million people, would you believe, living in poverty. Anne Chardy's written what I think is a wonderful song, and I'll tell you how you can get it after this.
Christmas isn't near and we're just about managing, able to get through the day. What comes in we pay out, and most months a bailout is needed to make our own way. The overdraft's heavy, the fridge isn't empty, but Christmas, oh God, just the thought. The turkey alone would be more than our savings, but at least we own all that we've got. What may you do for the jam? The just about managing labouring man, the hard-working families who live by the day on a handful of hand-downs, minimum wage, should be retirees born the wrong year, with no choice but work till their bodies fall weary, and just about managing turns into fear. What may you do for the jam? So I play mum with the small ones, unknowing their ignorance blissfully clear. And secretly breaking, I carry on making a home full of Christmas each year. I hope in their days they will see some equality, not have to fight for their hand. May they have security, love and respect for the hard working labour. What may you do for the jam? The just about managing labouring man, the hard-working families who live by the day on a handful of hand-downs and minimum wage, should be retirees born the wrong year, with no choice but work till their bodies fall weary, and just about managing turns into fear. What may you do for the jam? Thank God when Mother, who just about manages, calls us to share Christmas Day. How will we cope when she's no longer with us? Thought I can't bear to convey. My point is the only rock left here to build on is that of a world which has hope. May all those in power see all our diversity, do what is right for our vote. What may you do for the jam? The just about managing labouring man, the hard-working families who live by the day on a handful of hand-downs, minimum wage, there should be retirees born the wrong year, with no choice but work till their bodies fall weary, and just about managing turns into fear. What may you do for the jam? Just about managing labouring man, the hard-working families who live by the day on a handful of hand-downs and minimum wage, there should be retirees born the wrong year with no choice but work till their bodies fall weary, and just about managing turns into fear.
Anne Chardy with a new song written, I think, just in the last couple of weeks. What may you do for the jam? Brackets, just about managing. close brackets. I emailed Angie to ask how people could get hold of that track, and this is the reply. Quote, I'm not selling it, because it's just a demo, but people can get it as a free download when they join my mailing list, www.angehardy.com/join-my-mailing-list. It's on the contact page of my website. So there you go, now you know. Just go to Angie's website, www.angehardy.com, and you'll find a link through there. You can download that most powerful track. Now, the Fretless are a Canadian band that play string instruments only. I think they make an absolutely beautiful sound. This song is a Canadian song, as far as I know, and it doesn't appear in any other culture or any other book that I could find. This track features Oliver Swain and Ruth Moody, and it's a beautiful love song called The Lonesome Scene of Winter. Great sound, great song too. That's The Lonesome Scene of Winter, featuring Oliver Swain and Ruth Moody from the band called The Fretless, and the album is eponymous. That too is called The Fretless, and regular listeners to this show will know how much I hate that word eponymous. I'd far rather call it a hippopotamus, but I wouldn't get away with that. Greg Russell and Kieran Alger are a couple of young lads who play fiddle and guitar and sing, and they are actually one of the best live duos I've seen in the last 10 years. They are terrific performers, great musicians and great singers. And Kieran is also a damn fine songwriter. This is Away From The Pits, a song which really explains itself, sung brilliantly here by that young Scots band, Barlowarth.
This city is built on a heart made of coal, and for years it's been eaten away. And the first thing I noticed when I came to this place, that the earth moves a little each day. There were cracks in the buildings, the windows askew, great rods of iron, the houses run through. This city is somehow a little like you, not trusted to stay the same way. I've seen buildings held up by grey pillars of wood, streets running well out of truth, chimneys lean over and gardens sunk low, but they can't get much lower than you. Wherever the seams run like fingers of blight, the land it gives up without even a fight. It's like me at the moment, a pitiful sight, still reeling but trying to pull through. Away from the pits I'll be bound, away from the pits I'll be bound. This city is somehow a little like you, away from the pits I'll be bound. The miners claw onward, they're living to make. I don't envy them double the pay. Oh, the coal, it's the devil, it's a demon to break, and the damage is done anyway. Like rats, they will gnaw at the core of the land. Their homes they destroy with their very own hands. Just like our love, it's all built upon sand when you left me for him.
Barlowarth there with Away From The Pits, and that's a song written, as I said, by Kieran Alger. It comes from the album At Dawn Of Day. A really cracking band, and apparently Barlowth is the word for a very, very complex piping fingering, which is how they get lots of grace notes and twiddly bits in, and apparently it's so hard to do that not many people can do it, because you've got to get 19 notes in the space of one. So, well, I for one, I'm not going to try it. It's hard enough doing a bit of French. Now, many of you listening to this show on a regular basis will know of the work of Seth, Sean and Sam Lakeman, three young fellas who've made absolutely fantastic careers for themselves in one way or t'other. But what not many people know is that their dad, Jeff Lakeman, is a very fine singer and a very fine player of the duet concertina, which is a very difficult kind of concertina indeed to play. He's just made his very first solo album. I'm going to play you a track from it now. I've only got the one track because that came through the internet, and I'm waiting for the album to arrive. It should be here any day soon. This is a really great version of the Reg Muras song England Green and England Grey. A very wise and perceptive look at this tiny little island.
England green and England grey, look out on a summer's day, to all that's bright and fair and gay, to my home, my love, my England. I believe in dignity, rich or poor, we're all born free, austerity and slavery, well, I thought they were behind us. Don't believe the BBC in anarchy or monarchy or an empire built on piracy. By our history you will find us. England green and England grey, look out on the summer's day, to all that's bright and fair and gay, to my home, my love, my home. 4 years our women have no say, no right to work or equal pay. God help the crippled and the gay, all the fragile flowers of England. Shut the factories, shut the mines, punish those fell on hard times, while they honour them who do the crimes, oh, the greedy men of England. Look out on a summer's day, to all that's bright and fair and gay, to my home, my love, my England. How can a man respect a man, steals his house and sells his land, and takes the wages from his hand to pay his own expenses? The NHS, our England's jewel, is bartered by Westminster's fool to justify his public school and a military defence. England green and England grey, look out on the summer's day, to all that's bright and fair and gay, to my home, my love, my sing the songs of old John Ball, Cecil Sharp and John and Paul, come English folk, come one and all, to the sweet songs of old England. Take my hand and walk with me down the back roads to the sea, where in spite of all we'll both agree, there is none so sweet as England. England green and England grey, look out on a summer's day, to all that's bright and fair and gay, to my home, my love, my England.
England Green and England Grey, Jeff Lakeman. And the album is called After All These Years. And as soon as I get my hands on a copy, I will play you some more tracks. The harmony vocals on that, by the way, I forgot to tell you at the beginning, were Nick Jones. It's good to hear Nick singing again. Good stuff. Now, Maggie Murphy and her niece, Sarah Chambers of County Fermanagh, sang a song to Peter Kennedy and Sean O'Boyle, who were collecting songs in Ireland in 1952. The song they sang, well, Maggie sang quite a few songs, but the song that they sang together, I think, is one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard. I remember I was only a young fella myself, and I switched the radio on. I was listening to a programme called As I Roved Out, which was a Peter Kennedy's collection of folk songs from these islands. And this came on, and I just couldn't believe my ears. It was so... Well, you have a listen and see what you think. This is Maggie Murphy and her niece, Sarah Chambers, with The Old Beggarman, sometimes known as Linking or the Lee.
As I went linking o'er the lee, the finest wee lad I did see, looking for his charity, would you lodge a lame poor man? For the night been wet and it been cold, and she took pity on the poor old soul. She took pity on the poor old soul, and she bade him for to sit down. With this tourin' oorin' on Tunney, right on oorin' for the doody, right on oorin' oorin' with a stirrin' oorin' ido. For he got himself in the chimney nook, with all his bags behind the crook. All his bags behind the crook, right merrily he did sing. With his tourin' oorin' on Tunney, right on oorin' for the doody, right on oorin' oorin' with his tourin' oorin' ido. For all the doors been locked quite tight, the old woman rose in the middle of the night. The old woman rose in the middle of the night to find the old man gone. For she run to the cupboard likewise to the chest, all things there and nothing missed. Clapping her hands and the dear be blessed, wasn't he the honest old man? With his tourin' oorin' on Tunney, right on oorin' for the doody, right on oorin' oorin' with his tourin' oorin' ido. When the breakfast was ready and the table laid, the old woman went to waken the maid. The bed was there and the maid was gone, she's away with a lame poor man. With his tourin' oorin' on Tunney, right on oorin' for the doody, right on oorin' oorin' with his tourin' oorin' ido. 7 years passed and gone, and this old beggar came back again, looking for his charity, would you lodge a lame poor man? For I never lodged any but the one, and with them my one daughter did gang. And I choose you to be the very one, and I'll have you to be gone. With your tourin' oorin' on Tunney, right on oorin' for the doody, right on oorin' oorin' with your tourin' oorin' ido. If it's your one daughter you want to see, she has two bairns on her knee. She has two bairns on her knee, and a third one's coming round. For on that she sits and on that she stands, the fairest lady in all Scotland. She has servants at her command, since she went with a lame poor man. With his tourin' oorin' on Tunney, right on oorin' for the doody, right on oorin' oorin' with his tourin' oorin' ido.
Well, it was recorded in 1952, which explains the poor recording quality, but I think just in terms of the singing, that is the pure drop. Traditional folk music, as it should be heard. The Old Beggarman, or Linking or the Lee, Maggie Murphy and her niece Sarah Chambers. And if you want to get hold of that now, it's available on Veteran Records' album Linking or the Lee, the songs of Maggie Murphy. Now, after I'd played Daryl Adams' song Apprentice in London last week, would you believe it, by Serendipity, Sarah and Dipity, this came through via the P.O. Box, P.O. Box 92, in fact, in Settle in Yorkshire. Ian Anderson, the editor of F-Roots magazine, is responsible for reissuing this really terrific album of Daryl Adams songs. The album's called Feeling Fine, and from it this is Freight Train Blues.
I was born in Dixie in a boomer shear. Just a little shanty by the railroad track. I'm another driver's with my lullaby. Freight train whistle taught me how to cry. Freight train blue hoo hoo's got him in the middle of my rambling shoes. Freight train blue hoo hoo's got him in the middle of my rambling shoes.
Voice there of Daryl Adams from the album Feeling Fine and Freight Train Blues. Now, a CD came from an organisation called Proyecto Somos, or the Somos Project. It's based in Guatemala. It's run by Canadians Greg Kemp and Heather Knox, and it's an eco-sustainable community which provides homes for mothers and their children that are at risk. There's a preschool on site for the younger children who then go on to the village school. They grow their own crops to feed the families and the volunteers, and any surplus they sell in the local markets. Well, an album's been put together to raise money for the project, and it's got people on it like Jackie Oates, Ashley Hutchins, and this next lad, Luke Jackson. They've all donated the tracks free to raise money for the project in Guatemala. I'll give you details of how you can get hold of it after this. Luke Jackson, that wonderful English singer-songwriter, with Moving On.
Grab my guitar, throw it in the back of my car and just get gone. Pack up my suitcase, full of tired shirts and battered brogues. I'll whistle to the simple tunes they endlessly spit out on a radio. make it big, get out the sticks and out my family home. Move my life into the city where all the girls are young and pretty eyed. When our hearts and together we'd grow old. But for now, good coffee and good smokes. We talk about setting up in places that we simply can't afford. We've been tied down to our tired old town for 20 years and probably 20 more. We've been trying to make it big, get out the sticks and out our family homes. Move our lives into the city where all the girls are young and pretty weird. When some hearts and together we'd grow old. But for now, businessmen and city toffs. But still I dreamed I'd make it big, get out the sticks and out my family home. Move my life into the city where every girl is young and pretty eyed. When our hearts and together we'd grow old. For now I'll be moving on. But for now I'll be moving on.
Luke Jackson, Moving On, and like I said, that comes from an album called Proyecto Somos, our project, Project Somos. And how can you get hold of it? Well, you can get hold of it by getting in touch with the producer, Bev Bond. And I'll just read this out as clearly as I can so you can write it down. Billy Ryder Bev, that's BillyRyderBev, Billy Ryder Bev at live.co.uk. Billy Ryder Bev at live.co.uk. £10 will purchase the CD, which has got 17 great tracks on it. And if you get in touch with Bev, it'll be with you in a few days' time. That version of Moving On, I don't think has appeared on any album, certainly not that I've been able to find. Anyway, Luke Jackson writes some absolutely wonderful songs. Now, I've been away from Connemara for far too long, so I'm going to play two tracks now, which I want to dedicate to all my mates over there in the west of Ireland. The first track is called Eamon and Knock, Ned of the Hill. It's from Lasarina Hanola's new album, One Penny Portion. And that's going to be followed by a track called Connor Mara Ponies. And I'm going to dedicate this to my neighbours and friends over in Connemara, and particularly to Eamon McLaughlin, who is Ned of the Hill and who also breeds Connemara ponies. And I think he'll like this instrumental piece that's coming up. It's written and played by Chris Murphy, born into an Irish-Italian family in New York City. Eamon breeds very fine Connemara ponies indeed, and I think he'll like this tune. But first of all, here's Lasarina with Eamon and Knock.
Thank you.
cracking tune there. Connemara Ponies from Chris Murphy's album The Tinker's Dream. And before that, you heard La Serena Nihonola singing Eamon Unkenock, which translates as Ned of the Hill, and that's from my new album, One Penny Portion. And thanks especially to Lynn Shisha for sending that album across the pond to me here in the shed in the Yorkshire Dales. Now, I'm going to play another track from Sam Gleave's album, Ain't We Brothers. Apparently, it seems that Sam is going to be making his way back here from America to do a tour sometime next year, and hopefully he'll be able to make his way to settle in the course of that tour. I think his album is absolutely fantastic. The title track, Ain't We Brothers, is wonderful. I've already played it on this show, Tim O'Brien helping Sam out with the vocals. And I'm going to play another track now called Angel in the Ashes, on which Sam Gleaves is joined by Janice Ian. I love the lonesome mountain sound of this man's voice, and with Janice Ian, it's just perfect.
Its wake you stand, one hand on the guitar strings, I believe I hear the noise of waves, with a voice that runs like rivers all across some barren land. All God's children gone to heaven, and you're one among the band. An angel in the ashes is never out. Sit down where the bullets fly and sing Amazing Grace. One day when we all wake up, I hope it won't be long. If I hear your sweet, sweet voice, then I'll know I've made it. You had in store the one-way ticket, could have been yours. But the silence needed breaking, and the broken need a song. So you stood up right beside them, landed right where you belong. An angel in the ashes is never. Sit down where the bullets fly and sing Amazing Grace. One day when we all wake up, I hope it won't be long. If I hear your sweet, sweet voice, then I'll know I've made. Between my knees, there's a gentle voice that comes to me, and it lingers right beside me, and it trembles just the same. Oh, and something like a song starts to run in through my veins. There's so much wrong, you don't care to say it. Take out your guitar and play it. Do what you came to do, sing the people through. One day when we all wake up, I hope it won't be long. If I hear your sweet, sweet voice, then I'll know.
lovely. Angel in the Ashes, Sam Leaves with Janice Ian from the album Ain't We Brothers. And as soon as I get news of the lad coming over here on tour, I will, of course, let you know. Now, I've been meaning to play this track for a long, long while now. It's quite a long song, so it got squeezed out because of time, but I've got time to play it in this show. It is, for my money, one of the greatest songs ever written. It was written by Ewan Carruthers, who recorded it himself many years back, but has been covered, I think, beautifully by Alan Taylor on his album Lines. It's a beautifully written song which tells an incredible story, and at a time when there's so much racism flowing around the planet, it does as well to remember what happened in the years between 1930 and 1945. This is Alan Taylor with Rubenstein Remembers.
There's an old man in the park, sometimes sits till after dark. Old man often don't say much. Rubenstein is just one such. But if you sit with him a while, he will talk and sometimes smile. Rubenstein remembers long ago September's long ago. They say he came from Germany, a poor hard-working family. Jewish tailors don't get rich, but they sew a close stitch. He wanted to be left alone, raise a family, build a home. He didn't want to stand in line. A yellow star is David's sign.
Song still hits me every time I listen to it. Rubinstein remembers Alan Taylor from his album Lines, another one of our great singer-songwriters there covering a Ewan Carruthers song. Ewan Carruthers died far too young but left us with a great body of terrific songs. Just got time for a couple more tracks. I'm going to play Fairy Tale of New York now, Christy Moore's version from his album Smoke and Strong Whiskey, just to tell you that next week it's going to be Christmas songs. It's going to be Christmas songs from one end of the programme to the next. I'm going to play A.L. Lloyd's version of When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbing Along, and Bob Dylan's version of I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus, if I can get my hands on it. Oh, and not forgetting, of course, Martin Carthy's version of All I Want for Christmas Is Me Two Front Teeth. Meanwhile, just to give you a little tickle of what is in store for you with the festive cheer next Sunday, this is Christy Moore with probably one of the best Christmas songs of the last 20 years, Sean McGowan's Fairy Tale of New York.
It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said, son, I won't see another one. And then he sang a song. The rare old mountain dew, I turned my eyes away, and I thought about you. Got an unlucky one, came in at 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, how I love you, baby. There's gonna be good times when all our dreams come true. They've got cars big as bad, they got rivers of gold, but the wind blows right through you, it's no place for the old. When I first took your hand on the cold Christmas Eve, oh, I told you that Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome and pretty, queen of New York City. When the band finished playing, the crowd howled for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the crowd they were singing. Oh, we kissed in the corner, and we danced round the floor. And the boys from the New York Polo Choir were singing Galway Bay. And the bells were ringing out on Christmas Day. Took my dreams from you when I first met you. I kept them with me, babe, and I put them with my own. I can't make it all alone. I've built my dreams around you. You're a bum, you're a punky, you're an owl, whore, and junk. Lying there under the drip, nearly dead in the bed. Yes, scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas in the airs, no, I'd rather be dead. And the boys from the New York Polish Choir were singing Galway Bay. And the bells were ringing out on Christmas Day. I love you, baby, I've got a feeling
this year's for me and me and you. So happy Christmas. How I love you, baby. There's gonna be good times when all our dreams come true. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby.
Christy Moore, the man who made his first entrance into the English folk world singing in a little old pub in the middle of the ICI Dye Works in Lower Crumsall, Manchester. That great version of Fairy Tale of New York comes from the album Smoke and Strong Whiskey. I've decided I've got time for two more tracks if I speak very quickly. So, Dennis Botzer, who lives in the Washington, D.C. area, plays fiddle, whistle, guitar, and in particular, piano, which he's really, really adept at, which you'll hear in a few minutes. Not just playing chords, but playing tunes as well. Patrick Kavanagh is a very fine banjo player from the same area, and I do like the combination of the two. Here they are with a couple of tunes. Stone's Rag, otherwise known as 48 Dogs in a Meat House, and Pearl O'Shaughnessy's Barn Dance.
Thank you.
Take your foot off the sustain pedal, Mr. Botzer. That's quite enough. Stone's Rag and Perlo Shochnessy's Barn Dance from the album 19P. Dennis Botzer and Patrick Kavanagh. Classic stuff. Now, to finish this show off, Levon Helm. He was the drummer and regular lead vocalist for the band, Bob Dylan's little group. He was also a film actor. He appeared as Loretta Lynn's father in Coal Miner's Daughter, and he was also in The Right Stuff and Shooter. But it's as a singer that I like him best of all, and I particularly like his album Dirt Farmer. From it, to finish off this show, here's Levon Helm with Single Girl, Married Girl. And I normally cut out any count-ins because I don't think it's necessary to put them on a record. We all know you can count after all, and so many of them have. A 1, 2, 3, 4, it drives me balmy. But in this case, it is a rather delightful count-in. Take it away, Levon.
1, 2, 3...
Away they go, riding off into the distance. Levon Helm there with Single Girl, Married Girl from his album Dirt Farmer. Listen, thanks ever so much for being on board for the last hour and, what is it, 86 minutes, 21 seconds and counting. You've been very good. I've enjoyed your company. In fact, I've really enjoyed doing this programme. I enjoy them all, but this one was something special and I don't know why. Maybe it's because Christmas is just around the corner and I'm going to have lots and lots of fun. You can't have too much fun, as the nun said when she swung off the chandelier. Do please spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising and we want as many people as possible to listen to the show. Spread the word amongst your folky mates and even amongst your mates who aren't folky, because they might have a listen and decide that they like folk music and it's not all people in Aran sweaters shoving their fingers in their ears. It's about much more than that. See you next week with a show full of Christmas songs. In the meantime, do look after yourselves, take care, and mind how you go. Ta-da.